Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Dow just closed down 700 points, 1.73%. Another rough day on Wall Street. Millions are tuning into the hottest show captivating Sweden. It is a reality show. It is live. And after hours of slow shots of calming nature, the stars arrive. Sweden's beloved moose on their spring migration. It is literally called, the show is called The Great Moose Migration.
Aww.
It started airing yesterday on Sweden's public television network. It captures the meese on the path that they have followed for thousands of years to rich summer pasture.
So they're actually broadcasting it on TV. That's awesome.
That is correct.
I thought they were just saying it was a live stream, and I was about to say, since when is a live stream a TV show?
I would watch a live stream of moose jumping from point A to point B.
Mises.
The show airs nonstop for 24 hours for 20 days, following the meese via remote cameras and drones as the meese journey through forests and swim through the rivers. Viewership has exploded to 9 million. I believe that is more than the population of Sweden.
A Kansas City woman admitted in federal court this week that she embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from her employer.
Always a woman.
Are you sure it's a woman? Oh, wait. It's always a woman.
Jennifer Cabral pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud and one count. Why do they always do one count? She stole over $306,000.
Read farther down into the story as to what she'll get for that one count.
Charging documents say she stole more than $306,000 from the bank account of her employer and used those funds for personal use. She did this by accessing the company's accounting records and routing payments and then routed the payments to her bank accounts. She used some of the money to make a car payment. Was she driving a Lamborghini?
I don't believe so.
She faces up to
30 years in prison without parole.
Years on the bank fraud charge. Oh, and up to 20 on the money laundering charge. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're cracking down because they listen to this program.
Well, that's why they only charge her with one. You've only got to get her on one, and you could probably get her on 30. And if you can get her on that one, she goes to prison potentially for 30 years.
Well, you should have paid your own car payment.
You think that's the only thing she was stealing $300,000 for?
No. Okay.
Maybe somebody liked a blackjack table.
I do not.
A large cousin circle was for many of us a huge childhood influence. However, cousins are disappearing as more and more Americans decide to limit the number of kids that they have.
Not if you're Sam.
And wait until later in life.
Sam's got cousins he doesn't even know.
To have children.
There's a lot of them.
How many cousins do you have?
Combined, my mother and my father's side, or
sure.
Just,
those are cousins.
Like 50 some, almost 60.
Do you know them all?
If I really sat down and thought about it, I could name them all, but it would take a while.
We don't have that kind of time, Sam.
Yeah.
Show ends at 6.
We do not have that kind of time.
How many cousins do you have?
On my dad's side, 6.
Wow.
On my mom's side, maybe 5.
So you have 11?
Total. Yeah.
I only have 5.
You aren't breeders.
No, the Parks family is not a breeder family. And that's both sides of my family. I have 3 on my mom's side, 2 on my dad's side.
I'll tell you this about my cousins. None of them lived here. They were all over. Idaho, Colorado, California.
So you didn't really know them.
Mine are all over the world.
We saw them at Christmas.
I have cousins in Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Bulgaria, Spain.
Is that why you went to Bulgaria years ago?
That's cool, Sam.
Huh. I'm only really close to 1 of my 5. Now, if any of them walked in the door, I would recognize them immediately.
Do you know why the cousin connection is dwindling? And it's not because people are having fewer children. That might have something to do with it. I think it's dwindling because you no longer go on the annual Mecca trip to go see grandma and grandpa anymore for every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter holiday.
Especially when they're dead.
Well, yes, Sam. If they're dead, Scott, you would not go on a trip to see them.
Did they die of death?
They did die
100% of the time they did.
Yeah.
I just don't think we do that anymore.
Really? A lot of people still do, but things are changing and shifting.
Not the way we used to.
Well, like, does the family reunion still exist?
Oh, yeah.
At a wedding.
I mean, we used to rent out two pavilions.
I don't think most families do that anymore.
There's a lot of people that still do family gatherings and stuff. You know, go over here to Swope Park to the picnic tables. There's people gathering all the time.
But maybe they live regionally in the same spot. I'm going to be honest. If I had the opportunity, I'm going to hear it for this. And if you're going to be honest, you're going to agree with me. You know, let's say you only get 4 weeks of vacation a year, six, whatever. And I had the opportunity for 1 week to go spend it with my children on a beach or with Johnny or I go see my mom and dad. Okay, there's my vacation there. I would not burn a week's vacation to go to Georgia to see one of my cousins that I'm only friends with on Facebook. And I think most people, if you do not live near your cousins, you're not going to get on an airplane to go do that unless there's a wedding.
Or a funeral.
Or a funeral.
Yeah. I haven't seen my cousins in literal years.
If we're honest, at our age, Scott, if we are honest.
I agree with you. I have, on my dad's side, I have two cousins, Michael and Eric.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know where what state either one of them lives in.
You can't even name the state. I know where mine are, generally.
And here's what else I know. I don't think Michael and Eric will show up for my mom's funeral when she passes. Because they didn't even bother to show up for my dad's funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
But when their mother, my dad's sister, dies, Aunt Sue, and she's like 82 or 83, I will go to Aunt Sue's funeral.
Your mom's sister?
My dad's sister.
Okay.
And that will be, I don't have anything against Michael and Eric. I like them.
They're living their own lives.
They're doing their own thing.
When do those obligations shift?
Let me just finish. At Aunt Sue's funeral, whenever she dies, and I will go, because I know her well and she's my dad's sister, that will be, I guarantee you, the last time I ever see Michael and Eric. I guarantee it.
I love Dan's question and I think it's a topic. When did we stop with the annual pilgrimage to go spend time with the cousins? Now, when I was little, back in the late 70s, every Christmas, my cousins would come in from Boston or Idaho or Colorado.
Do you have a cousin in Georgia, or are you just making that up?
That's on my mom's side.
And you were just in Georgia, and you didn't stop by to say hi.
I did not.
That's not why she was there.
That's not why I was there.
Fair point.
I mean, I don't mean to sound, everyone's going to say, well, that's self-centered. The reality is you only have so much time off if you are still in your working ages. You only have so much time off.
If you're not close, why waste the time?
I'm not going to choose I almost said second tier relative. That is a horrible thing to say. What do you call the family tree? The down a branch. I'm not going to go down a branch.
No, they're on the same branch.
Yeah, that would be why they're cousins.
Cousins are on the same branch.
Now, if that cousin's name is Augusta, you're there every year.
Unless they're second.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm saying what is unpopular, but you know I'm right.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Our next vacation, I only have so many years left with my mom and dad. If I'm going down south again, it is to see them, and I'm taking my children.
I don't know where Michael and Eric live. I have no idea. What state, what city, I have no idea. If I go to Dallas, for whatever reason, I don't know why I would go to Dallas right now, but if I did, I would. The one cousin I'm close with is my cousin Jennifer. And I would stay at her home. She would welcome me in her home. I would swim in her pool. But she is the only cousin that I would even bother to ask, do you mind if I stay at your house?
If you were already in the same neighborhood.
But I would have to be in the same city.
Yeah. And to Dan's point, you know, vacation has increased over the years. It used to be two max, even if you were at the company for like 500 years. And families would dedicate one of those 2 weeks to go see family.
You would block out one of your 2 weeks. You are absolutely right, Sam.
We used to travel a lot, and we would, when I was a child, when I was younger, we would travel a lot across the country, and we would carve out stops. You know, we would stay with cousins or uncles, you know, for the night or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you would visit.
And the key was...
You would visit. So we're going to go for a visit.
I would go with the cousins, and we would get on their bikes, and we would go around and do stuff. But it has been decades.
But the key word there was carve. I remember living in Fort Hood, Texas, right in the middle of Texas. My dad loaded us in the car, and we drove to New York City in a car.
Yeah.
That's 3 days vacation.
To visit my cousins and my aunt and uncle.
But now we see everybody on Facebook or other social platforms, and we're already up to date. You know, back then we
How you been? You just saw my post yesterday. You know I'm fine. You're right, Dan.
Yeah.
You're right. We would rent a, quote, conversion van. And it was exciting, believe you me. We would get in that van. It smelled brand new. It was taupe
with
in
the
color,
spinning captain's
with
chairs.
Chocolate brown. And you know at the spinning captain's chairs.
You're wondering how many crimes were committed
we
in that car.
We were high on the hog when we rented that thing.
Well, yeah, because of the carpet was exuding all these chemicals.
913-586-7798. What happened to the annual family get together, the hanging out with the cousins, the aunts and uncles? You know, the Chevy Chase vacation movie. We're going to the aunt's house.
That's an RV.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Let us go to line one, and that is Pam in Blue Springs. Hello, Pam.
Hi, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's yours, and you're welcome.
So when I was a little girl, we'd hop in the car on a Wednesday night of Thanksgiving weekend and hustle down from Blue Springs to Dallas to go see my dad's parents or mother. And then we would have the family with all the cousins. My one tip is, if you're going to do it, spread it out over a holiday weekend where you don't use all of your vacation days. Number two, my mom's side, we'd always get together for my grandma's birthday and Christmas party, and all the cousins would get together then. But the thing is, when the matriarch or the patriarch goes, the family goes. They stop getting together.
That's true. Pam, we were talking about this during the commercial break, that like by the time our children are well into adulthood, you're right. I don't know that most families will still do the cousin get together. I just think you're right. We age out of that.
Well, you're not getting together with your cousins. What's happening is your kids' kids are now cousins.
Right.
And they're getting together because now you are the matriarch.
Bingo. Ooh, I'm not ready to be a matriarch. I mean, the Thanksgiving turkey dies with me, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, Grandma.
I've been the patriarch of my family for 27 years.
That's right, because you're older than your brother.
Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest surviving Parks man for the last 27 years.
Are you looking for a matriarch?
Are you guys getting together officially now?
Who?
No!
Me and T or me and Dana?
I was going to ask you, is T one that wants to do the hosting? And
oh.
The, yeah, because that ain't me. I've said to my children.
I still have a matriarch in my family. My mom's
We are all about the buffet on those holidays now, because I am not, I'm not going to be, you know.
That is not what that question sounded
deep
like, by the
frying
way.
A turkey in my garage that then burns down. It's just, I want to spend the time together, but I don't want to be in a kitchen for 7 hours like my grandmother was.
Are you looking for a matriarch?
No, that is not what I meant, you ding-a-ling.
Were you proposing to me, you weirdo?
No, you weirdo. No, I was not. Okay, I'm going to very carefully bring up this next topic. Just follow me carefully. And it does have something to do with family ties. Men, apparently your fertility is declining. In the United States especially, it's declining a lot. Quoting here, it is happening quietly, steadily, and no one is really talking about it. I'm going to skip that sentence. They can measure.
You can say sperm.
Why there is a decline. And one of the first signs of decline is the speed at which your material travels.
Yeah, the swimmers.
Yep. Let's call them that because you're not going to believe this. I thought it was clickbait. It is not.
Oh, no, it's real. It was
the
in the stack
world's
yesterday.
First sperm race will take place before a live audience next week of more than 1,000.
Simmer down, Dan. Yours can barely jog.
You dork. He goes jogging by the studio window. It will take place in front of a live audience of more than 1,000 spectators next week. People are going to be live betting on this, Scott. It is the $1 million event that will draw thousands of spectators and plenty of betting slips. You can literally now bet on anything. Rather than heavyweight boxers or expensive racehorses battling it out, two samples will go head-to-head on a microscopic racetrack. It is the world's first organized race between sperm.
Sperm.
It is set to take place at the Hollywood Palladium in LA next week. The startup behind the idea, Sperm Racing, has designed a racetrack that mimics the reproductive system. And they say, although it's funny and everyone's like making jokes, it is very, very important. It's not just some viral idea for the internet to laugh at. It is something much bigger. And that is
really some of the words you're using.
Helping draw attention to the decline of male reproductive systems in the United States.
The text line is very curious. They have a million questions, and we will not be reading a single one of them on the air.
Yes, there will be, quote, play-by-play commentary during the, quote, weirdest, most entertaining event you have ever seen. Similar to Premier League football games, it will be live-streamed, complete with stats, leaderboards, and instant replays, because one of those little buggers has to get to the finish line first.
So is it one-on-one, and then you just kind of whittle it down a
yes,
little bit?
Yes, it's going to be like a bracket.
I see. This actually could be quite entertaining.
I sort of agree. Health is a race, and everyone deserves a shot at the starting line. That is what they say.
I am going to read the one that just came in soon.
Oh, no.
These would have to be fresh samples. Wouldn't that be awkward?
I don't want to know how they get to the finish line. I don't want to know.
I want to know how they get to the starting line.
Yes, they would, in theory, have to be fairly recently created to still be
able to swim.
Correct. They swim, by the way, at an average speed of 5 millimeters per minute.
That's pretty slow.
5 millimeters per minute. So it's going to, you know, going to take a while to watch this thing. You go, you in the left lane.
Go get them,
buddy.
Love ya.
Keep it clean.
I'm trying.
Lifestyle changes men could include quitting smoking, limiting alcohol consumption, and maintaining a healthy weight. I thought the biggest thing was you shouldn't wear tight-fitting jeans.
Be active. There's also certain fabrics that it impacted, but number one, the sedentary lifestyle is the biggest cause.
3401 on the text line is very funny.
There's a lot of them that are very funny.
I'm telling you, I think we should. Can we join this live next week, Sam?
I don't think we should.
This is not a joke. This is the world's first ever thing. Millionaires are placing bets on this.
World's first ever thing. She literally said that.
Like this.
I love the cause. I love what they're supporting. It's very difficult to talk about in a family-friendly way.
Do we get, like, stats? If you were going, you can bet on this, people. Do you get stats of, like, gentleman A, gentleman B? Like, gentleman A is 27-year-old, non-smoking male who...
Kind of 53-year-old with bad knees in
well,
the competition?
Well, I think that's part of the point. We're going to, you know, you never know.
I think the theory is you're supposed to be within your child-rearing years.
I don't know. Larry King was fathering children until he was 105.
That's exactly right.
He was active.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Go ahead, caller.
He was active in that way. I don't think he was much of a jogger or a yogger with a soft J. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
By the way, and we are moving on, the race has already generated more than $1 million in startup funds. The brainchild of 16 and 17-year-old students interested in biochemistry and how the male body works. And I said to Sam during the break, what is the point of this? Is it going to cause more men to, like, go out and check their counts? But before you giggle, there is a very serious side to this. Male fertility has dropped 50% in 5 decades.
There is a reason that our population growth has reached a negative rate.
Has it reached a negative rate?
It is below the 1.6 that is required to maintain, which makes it a negative rate, yes.
It's two California college students that will go head-to-head.
Can we start working on our phrasing?
I'm just saying, they're from California.
Okay. Story here out of Arkansas City. Residents in a neighborhood in Arkansas City are upset about a man they say continues to walk through the neighborhood naked.
What? Oh, we're staying on the same theme,
said
huh?
Well, might as well. It's called a segue.
Are your pants constricting you, sir? No, I don't wear pants.
Said concerned resident Kathy McCoy, you're sitting inside, you got the door open, and you see this naked man walking down in front of your house. Kathy and her son, Brody. Kathy and her son, Brody, say it's been happening for nearly 2 years. They want the man to stop his naked strolls.
Wait a minute. You want me to believe this has been going on 2 years and they just let that ride? They only now have contacted someone.
So Kathy says, and I quote, you got little kids. My granddaughter is out here all the time. It's disrespectful. And she shouldn't be able to see that. They've tried to confront the man, but nothing has changed. He told him to get out of his yard. That it was a free country and he'll do whatever he wants. That it wasn't illegal as well. And that, my friends, in the state of Kansas, is true.
Jack.
Most of the time he is raking leaves in his front yard, sans pants, or just working on his flower bed.
Sometimes it's hot outside.
Walking
you know?
To the mail.
He does go to the mailbox.
Mail ain't going
to
deliver itself.
If you got it, flaunt it.
And
he doesn't.
Sometimes he does walk the sidewalk, which is publicly owned. There is no law in the state of Kansas that makes walking around naked illegal.
You should hook him up with a threadbare blue Stafford robe.
They are going to lose this fight to naked guy. They will lose the fight, and let me tell you why. There is nothing inherently illegal or lewd or lascivious about the human body form. Now, the minute he starts shaking his hips or, you know, motioning to children.
I hate this word, but if he tries to titillate.
That is correct.
That becomes a crime.
As long as there is no titillation.
That is lewd and lascivious. You have now broken the law.
If he's walking down the street like Elvis Presley. That's a crime.
But if he's just walking down the street naked
to get the mail
in the state of Kansas, that is not a crime.
Remember there was naked Topeka guy?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
I wonder if this is the same guy, actually.
Well, he must have moved because Kansas City and Topeka are not close.
I know, but he looks middle-aged. He's a skinnier guy, and he's just out living life without his clothes on.
How is that not a crime?
Okay, would you make it a crime if a man took his shirt off to mow the lawn? Where do you draw the line?
Well, a man's chest.
Chestal region.
Is not considered a sexual organ.
Well, where would you draw the line?
At a man taking off his pants.
Okay. What about a woman taking off her pants?
Yes.
Totally acceptable. What if I'm wearing a Speedo? What if I'm wearing a Speedo while mowing the lawn?
Are you? That's so gross.
Or a G-string.
That's just gross. Right, no one wants to see that.
Let's get back up above board, y'all.
Or wearing a robe.
Do you have the story in front of you, Sam?
I do.
The funniest damn part about this story. First of all, someone needs a little tutorial about how to tell a good story. And I'm sure this reporter looks very new. You could have done so many things with this story to make it way more interesting than we spoke to county officials who say they are shocked. Like, this is one of those stories that you just let it loose.
Concerned citizens.
Concerned citizens say they can't believe he's been walking around naked for 2 years. The first question is, did you enjoy it for the first 24 months? Why aren't we just now going to the city with this?
They're rather nonplussed.
The funniest part about this story is they send this poor young cub reporter to the door if we could just forward into the story where she goes to knock on the door, Sam.
The very last line of the story.
It is the funniest part of the story. You see her take the long walk up his driveway.
That would have been the
lead. Oh, does she really?
Dear God, do not open the door. Dear God.
I did not see that.
No, do not
just says,
open the door.
We rang the doorbell.
He did not answer.
I'm 6 months out of J school, and I'm doing this.
Please, God. No one told me this is what I was going to be doing. I just wanted to be on TV.
Okay, sir, thank you for answering the door. Please close it now.
It would have been even funnier if he had answered the door. Can I help you?
How you doing?
Yes, you can. Hello.
Candy Graham.
I'm looking for the story on their website.
It is so funny.
It's the cake news version that has
the cake news version. You shouldn't have to see that if you're a kid or an adult. You listen to this quote. You shouldn't have to see it in your own home.
Well, then make it against the law.
Let me ask you this, without making it awkward, but it is an awkward question. Did you grow up in a household where there was just open nudity?
I grew up in the military, Dana.
That has nothing to do with it. Behind closed doors.
So did I.
Was it open nudity with mom and dad,
no.
or was everyone covered?
It changed as I got older.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it was a little bit more freewheeling when I was younger. And then as I got older, they started to cover themselves more.
Yeah, our parents were very modest. I think that the term was modest.
I mean, if one person was going from one room to the bathroom and they were sans clothes, whatever, it's just the human body.
I remember walking into the bathroom on my mom while she was going to the restroom.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I
that was kind of awkward.
The door needs to be shut.
It was shut. Yeah. I didn't know somebody was in there.
Oh.
And I just walked in.
Oh.
And my mom was sitting on the toilet.
Right.
And I'm like,
Great point from the text line, though. We often freak out about this when the person who is walking around, and they're not being lewd and lascivious, but they are nude, isn't very attractive. If they're a chiseled person that is like, whoo-hoo-hoo, damn, that guy's a smoke show.
Nobody says anything.
Yeah. Side without any clothing on. The discussion comes after neighbors complained about a man walking around naked. Right now, there's nothing stopping him. Cake's Johnson Schifferdecker shows us why and what the county is doing.
People living in this neighborhood just south of our Kansas City are upset, saying the man who lives in this house walks around naked.
Most of the concerns were there were children in the area. Most of them was where he was walking out to his mailbox or on a public road in the nude.
This outraged Cowley County residents like Pam Crane. So she
outraged, but
calls.
You took 2 years
quickly
to call.
Found out that it is completely legal for somebody to walk nude in public in Kansas.
Right now in Cowley County, there is no ordinance against this. But after getting several phone calls from concerned neighbors, Tuesday night, the county commissioners met to start the discussion to possibly change this.
The board directed myself and the county counselor to work with the county attorney and the county sheriff to present some options at the next meeting.
Kelly County Sheriff David Folletti explains why this isn't against the law, county or state.
The statute that deals with this closely is lewd and lascivious behavior. And unfortunately, in that statute, we have to show that he has an intent to arouse himself or others. We were not able to prove that in this case.
We knocked on the man's door.
Could you describe the standard, please?
In the meantime, residents like Crane say they're glad that the county is stepping in.
I expect that there will be something within a couple of weeks.
In Winfield, Jocelyn Schifferdecker.
The poor reporter is like 22 years old.
The sheriff's deputies, we attempted to
knock on the door.
Prove that he was breaking the law, but we were unable to.
We just could not get that going. He just wasn't getting lewd and lascivious for us.
We wanted to ask him questions, but we did not want to get close enough to speak to him.
Here's a question. Has anybody talked to this gentleman? Like neighbors? Hey, Bob.
Dan, I think we're all missing.
You ever want to put some pants on?
The real
please?
Headline that we deserve to be spending the time on, and it is that he has been walking around naked for 2 years. So
that's a pretty good point.
Really, the question I would have been asking, even as a young buck reporter, if this is so bad and so disturbing, why have we let this go since 2023?
913-586-7798. 913-586.
I don't know what the topic is, but you're welcome to call. Do you walk around naked to get your mail? 913-586-7798. Why?
Yes, it was a couple of years ago. There was a guy in Topeka doing the same thing, but now it is in Arkansas City, Kansas, where a man who is unidentified in this story apparently likes to walk down the street and do a little yard work completely in his birthday suit.
What I would not give to take a crack at this story.
Let's go to Ann in Kansas City. Ann, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I think I'm going to chime in on the side of this guy doing his yard work naked.
Okay.
So pardon the pun, but don't beat it till you try it, because nudity in the outdoors is fantastic. And Americans are so uptight. It's insane how uptight they are about the naked body. It's just,
I agree. Just, but Anne, when you say outdoors, I don't, you know, there are some nudist colonies and camps around here. I don't understand why you would want to play pickleball or garden doing those activities. I don't understand that. I just think that's...
Okay, so I go to a lot of nudist resorts, not necessarily in the United States, usually out of country, but have been around Europe quite a bit. And we live way out in the country where you can do whatever you want. Nobody knows.
Sure.
And, And granted, I don't know what kind of neighborhood this guy's in, but, you know, honestly, if you're in a community where people are like-minded, it's, you don't even think twice.
Well, but,
and it doesn't matter what kind of body you have.
This is tightly packed residential, you know.
Yeah, these are residential
streets. Is it really tightly packed?
Yeah, it is.
So I understand your point is legitimate, that Americans are a little bit prudish when it comes to the human body, to nudity. And
yeah, a little like in capital letters, but yeah, okay.
But if you're in an adult setting, a camp or a beach or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And people have collectively decided as adults, we're going to walk around nude and nobody has the greatest body in the world, but we're going to still do it anyway.
Right.
That's fine. But what we're talking about here with the guy in Topeka and with the guy now in Arkansas City is he's walking around in neighborhoods or doing yard work in his yard in a neighborhood where people are driving around with their 5-year-old daughter or their 6-year-old son. And I'm not a prude. Nobody has ever accused me of being a prude. I do find that to be unacceptable.
I think if it was in a neighborhood tightly packed, I didn't realize there was a lot of kids around, I would, you know, you can have the occasional, oh, well, there's Mr. Smith. We all know he doesn't like to wear clothes, but, you know, don't point at him, don't look, and just let him be him and just avert your eyes and go ahead. I think he should have a little more discretion.
A little?
You know, put up a fence.
Sure.
Wear a towel or something. You know what I mean?
Can I just ask,
Ann? You can be naked 99% of the time, but when you walk all the way to the curb, yeah, he probably should put something on. I mean, if there's little kids around, yes. Adults, I think adults should be able to handle that. But,
can I just ask you, Ann? We want to unpeel this onion just a little bit, because I understand going topless, like at a beach, maybe in France or something.
Calm down, Ann.
But so when did you start doing this, and like what sparked your interest in doing this?
I studied overseas in college and it was so natural. It was like, oh, and you're in a beach with families, all ages, old people, young people, everybody's running around. The women are all topless no matter what your age. And you're like, oh, well, this is fine. This is normal. I mean, let's be real. Some guys got boobies that look a lot more like girl boobies and guy boobies, but they're always the same.
I don't know that I want to see those, Ann.
I know, but you don't need to look. You know, they're there, but, you know, and so I never understood the fascination that, you know, because there are really for feeding children, I mean, for the women, but so I never understood the Americans' like crazy fascination with boobies, but I don't know, it just seems so natural overseas. It's just second nature. Nobody even thinks twice at a nude beach over there.
All right, Ann.
Eyes up. Eyes up.
Eyes up, people. Eyes up.
Did we have to keep saying that word?
I know. I was going to ask the same question.
She did.
Over and over.
Kept coming out over and over again.
Very fascinated. Thank you, Ann.
It is by the grace of God that we got through that segment without losing a license.
Barely.
Merciful Jesus.
I tried to take a crack at it.
Dana, we got it the first time. The text line clearly got it.
Don't be such a ding-a-ling.
And news with Dan Weinbaum is coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.